to The Office Show. I'm Tina, and today we're going to show you some killer capabilities of Microsoft Publisher.
That's right. Now, you guys might live on the web, but not everybody likes to do business over the internet. So, we're going to show you three ways to connect with people by bringing your ideas to life.
That's right. So, for some people, getting a paper newsletter has more impact than getting another email in the inbox.
Building blocks are reusable design elements you can pick from a gallery. They're new in Publisher 2010. There are some built in, but here's how I added my own logo to the gallery. I start by drawing a basic oval. I add a gradient, and since the band name is blue and green, I choose blue for color one and green for color two. Now I add a text box for the name. Blue and green. And one for a description. Jazz and Celtic music. Now I select all the shapes, right-click and choose Save as Building Block. I'll call it Band Logo and put it in the Page Parts Gallery. Now when I make a flyer like that summer barbecue flyer, I just drop our logo right on from the ribbon. It works out better to have a building block instead of a static image because I can change the text in the building block after I add it, in case we're playing only jazz or only Celtic music that night.
Show business is great, but if you've got inventory you're trying to move, you need more than flyers. I'm going to introduce you to Susan. Now, Susan has a friend, Amy, who owns a business selling jewelry. So, Susan, tell me a little bit about Amy's business.
So, Amy owns a small business selling jewelry, and she does most of her sales in person at small craft shows. And I'm going to show her how to create a catalog that she can hand out. So rather than giving somebody a business card with a web address that they'll probably never use, they'll be able to look at pictures and information about all of her jewelry right there.
So what programs did you use to build the catalog?
Publisher and Excel.
All right, well, let's see how you did that.
So Amy uses this Excel workbook to track her inventory. The first row is column headings, and the following rows are jewelry pieces. To generate an up-to-date catalog, I'll just go to Publisher and choose a catalog template. I'll add the generated catalog pages here, where the template pages are. On the Insert tab, I click Catalog Pages. This catalog merge area box that appears on the new page is kind of a template for arranging the layout of the information. A new tab called Catalog Tools appears, and I'm going to start on the left and work my way right. First, I click Add List and then use Existing List. Then I browse to the workbook, select the worksheets I want to use, and leave all the rows selected. Now I pick the layout I want, and I'll go with 2 entries per page. I'll adjust these placeholders a bit so they don't overlap the header. Now I add data fields, which really are the columns in the workbook. The picture field goes here. And I'll put the description over here. Publisher has pulled the column headings from the workbook and is using them for this list, and the name and the price down here. Now when I click Preview Results, it fills the placeholders with the information from the workbook.
Oh, I love those earrings. Do they come in guava?
Totally.
Yeah.
My favorite ways to get people's attention is to blow things up or shoot them in space. And apparently Gary McKay thinks so too, because he uses Publisher for that and more. Let's check out some footage of Gary's explosive ideas.
Now Gary lives in Tasmania, and he has a project he calls Rebel Origami, where he uses Publisher to design rockets, 9-meter high towers, and egg crash test courses, all of which he actually makes out of paper. Gary, what is Rebel Origami?
We're rebelling against the origami take one piece of paper mantra and work component by component. This allows complex projects that go together easily and also a larger scale. I use MS Publisher because it does the job very well. The measurement toolbar allows you to position the object on the page, set it to size, and very importantly, rotate it down to 1/10 of a degree. To design a part, you select what you need from auto shapes and then use auto shapes once again to fit glue tabs. This can be overdrawn for externally marked folding guides to place graphics or photos on the piece.
We want to thank Gary from Tasmania.
Thanks, Gary.
For his inspiration. And he inspired us so much Doug Kim from the office team has been slaving over this template to create our own rocket ship out of Publisher.
Bring on the rocket!
What do you say we take the sucker outside and we blow this bad boy up?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Paper newsletter has more impact than getting another email.
Definitely. Sorry, I was just chatting. Just felt so stiff.
Who is this person stepping on my lines? Can we go real quick from the
Sorry.
Table?
You know, show business is great, but if you have inventory you're trying to move, you need more than just flyers. Oh, that's so true, Suddenly
that's
Susan.
That's so true.
Suddenly Susan.
Who's a small business owner? What is the wording again?
A business selling things. You sell things.
But a friend, Amy,
she sells things.
Owns a business
selling things. Because you want to buy things, so she sells them.
Okay. We got so inspired that Doug Kim on our team took the template and built the rocket himself so we could take it outside and blow it up.
Bring on the rocket!
Bring on the rocket!
Here it is.
Let's blow this!
Office rocket.
Oh, and there goes the explosive part.